push play on local
and be part of what your customers are already listening to.
KLMJ.
Graduation season is here, and many parents are thinking about the perfect car for their soon-to-be grads. Hi, this is Marina Guerrero with First Bank Hampton. We make car buying easy with flexible auto loans and local decisions you can trust. Before you head out to the dealerships, stop in or call us to learn about our competitive rates and personalized financing options. Let us help you get your graduate on the road with confidence. Visit First Bank Hampton today. Congratulations to all our local graduates. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the Next Gen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Today we are joined by Hampton Dumont Superintendent Tim Felderman as we get an update on the current school year, talking about their most recent school board meeting on April 27th. And Tim, as always, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here as always, Mitch.
So this time of year, you're adopting said budgets for the next fiscal year, all the like, because it's due to the state. So I guess kind of highlight some points as relates to the next school year budget.
The tax levy rate that Hampton Dumont sent for next year is actually $11.18 per $1,000 of tax assessment on property. And I really want to make sure that I point out to the listeners today, that's actually a decrease over the last 5 years of nearly 25%. In 2023, it went from $14.71 to the proposal that was approved of $11.18. So we're trying to be wise in our requests from our community because they are such great supporters for us. But I also want to make sure that I point out a couple different things. Someone may say, well, my tax bill is still going up. And I'm going to say, well, that may very well be true, but it is not because of the levy that the school district is asking. Many times that's because of the assessed value on your property is continuing to increase, or another entity that tax may be increasing their levy rate. But I can assure you that the amount is decreasing by the school district. And if you ever wants to find out more information, Lisa Lewis, our fantastic school business official, has put a lot of this information on the school district website with some real quick guides, one-page infographics that will highlight the work of the district and how we're trying to be wise financial stewards of the district's resources.
And the tax levy rate for the district has gone down over 20% the last few years too, Tim.
Absolutely. And again, because that tax valuation of the residents of Franklin and Butler County, that valuation is going up, we can ask less of a tax levy rate to have that same equalization of money.
Next school year calendar was approved. That includes a start date of August 24th. I know no one wants to hear about starting the next school year before the current one's even over, but I guess just some highlights on that one.
Yeah, well, Mitch, thanks for pointing that out. Now, we'll continue to start school on August the 24th. Teachers will be reporting to school the week before that. Even new teachers have a couple of additional days. One thing that we're trying new this year compared to other years and receive a lot of feedback from our staff that want to make sure that they were supportive of this as well is a different format for parent-teacher conferences. Previously, it was on Tuesday and Thursday nights. This year, what we want to do is have a split shift. One parent-teacher conference the night of the Thursday, and then the next morning, Friday morning, we'll have another shift of parent-teacher conferences. We think that this will better accommodate the working shifts of our residents, our parents that have students in the system, and we want to see how well this goes over. Always up for revision, but we think that, you know, hearing from our staff, listening to some residents, we want to try this model out to better meet the needs of our parents.
Again, we're joined by HD Superintendent Tim Felderman as we get an update on the current school year, talking about the recent school board meeting from April 27th. I guess another thing, too, this is just common board stuff that schools do every year is award milk and bread bids, but you want to highlight something because you are keeping one of those items local here, Tim.
Yeah. Now, it's kind of embedded within one of our agenda items is to award a bread bid for 2026-27. And some may say, well, that's, you know, we got to have bread. That seems like a pretty slam dunk thing. What I want to highlight with this is another example of our fantastic food service director, Sarah Bomke. She is having more locally purchased products, locally raised products with even some beef that we're looking to purchase from lockers and other sources. And this also helps increase the sustainability of the products with having preservatives inside all of it. And it also is an opportunity for us to highlight the fantastic agricultural opportunities and food production services that are in Franklin and Butler County. So I want to give a shout out to Sarah for that, because she's all in next year going to as much scratch cooking as we can.
And we hope to talk to Sarah here hopefully in the near future as it relates to legislation down at the State House. They passed a bill related to more what's in the food that is served to kids, dyes, what have you, preservatives. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see, to get a local reaction on that. And another thing that you have highlighted here, too, is you went to some closed session. I don't know if you wanted to say anything about that here, Tim.
Sure. Well, one of those closed sessions actually dealt with my evaluation, so it's not that we're trying to get rid of employees, hopefully, but I had a fantastic performance review with the school board. We talked a lot about what are ways to continue to allow me to grow, to enhance the district going forward. Had a lot of different events this year, as we all know about, that took some of my time away from. But that's okay. During the course of all that occurring, I was able to develop a lot of positive relationships within the community as we work through those different situations. But one of the things that we're looking at is how do we communicate more effectively the positive things that are going on within our classrooms, whether that's by radio, print, and other social media forms. So we're really enthusiastic about that. Continuing, of course, to focus on facility needs, student opportunities, financial stewardship, and culture and relationships, our four main board goals.
And one last highlight item you have that I want you maybe to get a comment on, a tentative agreement with the HD Education Association for the next school year. I guess just briefly touch on that here, Tim.
So I got to give a big shout out to Dan Albers and Alexis Vosberg. They are the chief negotiators for the Hampton-Dumont Education Association. We went through the negotiations process starting back in February, where we sat around the table. We looked at what are the requests of the Education Association, where can the school district meet those needs for salary and benefits. And it's an extremely collegial process, positive process. Not every school district has that. So I have to make sure that I give a lot of credit to Alexis and Dan for what they do and their understanding of where school finances are and some of the restrictions at times because of that. In the end, we were able to negotiate total salary and benefits package of 3.47%. We think that continues to make Hampton-Dumont at the top of what our salary ranges can be compared to other school districts. And everyone, even inside of there that's on the teacher, received a $2,100 universal base increase in their salary. Depending on where you land, it may be a little bit more based upon the years of service or the amount of education that you've received. But it keeps us highly competitive within North Central Iowa because we want to continue to provide opportunities for our staff to retain them within the school district based upon their financial needs.
So teacher retention in North Central Iowa, rural Iowa in general, very important as they like to go to the bigger cities, maybe go to a bigger school. It's always important. Again, we're joined by HD First Year Superintendent Tim Feldman, getting an update on the current school year as we approach less than 1 month of the year remaining. And Tim, before I let you go, anything else you'd like to add? I know you're at the state capitol here earlier this week.
Yeah, one of my roles in the promotion of Hampton-Dumont is to amplify the great opportunities that are going on within the classroom. And this past week was National Apprenticeship Week. So I was able to conduct a podcast with the Iowa Business Podcast Service. We had a webinar that's also through the Iowa Apprenticeship Council. That's a part of the Iowa Workforce Development. I happen to be chair of that for the past 2 years and at least one more year after this. But also we were able to sign a proclamation with the governor highlighting the great work of apprenticeships and what we're trying to do to promote skills, the retainment of students within the great state of Iowa, whatever we do to continue community vitality. So when we're able to build students' talent pool here, we want to retain them, of course, in Hampton-Dumont and then promote those students of what they're doing as best we can.
Well, Tim, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate the time. And I guess you're a podcaster now, too, so you can put that on your title. But thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mitch.
All right, our thanks to Tim Feldman for joining us on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Hey Hampton, this is Stephanie Klutzer with First Bank Hampton, inviting you to our 11th annual Relay for Life Walking Taco Fundraiser. Join us Friday, May 15th from 11 to 1:30 in our north parking lot. Swing by for a tasty walking taco, cookie, and bottled water. You can either drive up or grab a seat and enjoy. Call ahead at 641-456-4793 to place your order. The cost is just $7 and every dollar goes to Franklin County Relay for Life. Don't miss out. Help us support a great cause and enjoy some lunch. See you there.